BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Did it get merged in a wibbly wobbly house?
Easy. Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are too.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
It's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Monday. Welcome to a brand new week. We are deploying our fake boyfriend service today for our listener Leanne, who is just fed up of people going, "Why haven't you got a boyfriend? It's nearly Christmas. Who are you going to bring round?" So Chris plays the part of her boyfriend. It's a temporary measure, but it will get them off her back.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not something that can last forever because obviously I'm not going to be their boyfriend. But to whoever we call, they can just imagine that I actually am. And we'll go along with it for as long as we can make it last.
Also, Ask Me Anything, where we speak to the world's most extraordinary people, is a man who loves his job so much and has found love through it while dressing up. And are a certain type of advent calendar all exactly the same behind every single door?
One!
So pleased that now it's December, we get to open a door a day on the Her Event Calendar. It's back! Like you would do with a normal advent calendar, only behind each door there's a massive Her. Yesterday, Dev and Alice started off with this behind door number one, the Windows shutdown music. Hoovent calendar day two, just after 3:30.
Scott Mills.
I applied for a new job yesterday.
Here we go.
I'm hoping to hear back later today.
Yeah.
Thing is, I've done radio for a long time, and maybe it's time to go. Maybe it's time to move out of radio.
That's what some people are saying.
Who?
No, I just know. Do you know what? No one has said that. Well, some people.
Who?
No, and more people are saying you shouldn't.
People here?
what people here?
People say I should move on. Is it Jordan North?
No, listen.
The vultures are circling. I'm still here, baby. Anyway. I'm thinking both inside and outside the box. I'm good at bringing talent through. I know all about the positives and the negatives of VAR, mostly negatives. I'm a set-piece specialist. I could also host and DJ the Christmas party if needed.
No, you do have certain qualifications in the football world. You're strong in the tackle,
yes,
aren't you?
I am. Actually, yes, that has been said as well. And obviously, I'm getting my boyfriend FIFA for Christmas. I've been to Watford a few times. And
I knew we were going to end up talking about this. This is because the Watford are looking for a new manager. It's going to be announced quite soon. You're saying that you want to apply for it, yeah?
Who's the guy that's off, been sacked?
Kike.
Oh, yeah. Now, you were tweeting a bit about this over the weekend, weren't you?
Well, I wasn't very happy.
No, you were not. He's got to go. And then they took your tweet and actioned it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it had anything to do with my tweet, but...
You say that. You're a powerful figure in Watford.
Oh, of course. You're saying you want the job.
Put me forward.
I could honestly say there would be worse candidates than you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a new tune of the week. And I'm proud to say this is someone we have supported from the very start and are continuing to support. We played Lost Without You before anyone else. And Freya Ridings, because that's who did that song, has a new track out called Love Is Fire. Now, the oldest fact that I think now most of us in the world know about Freya is that her dad is the voice of Peppa Pig. However, if you listen to any other radio station, they still treat this as new information.
Yeah, it's true. They will patronise you with this fact. They'll think that you've not heard it before and think that they're particularly clever for being able to tell you it.
I don't know whether you knew this, but we're about to play Freya Ridings and...
This is my little brother, George. This is Mummy Pig.
Incredible, isn't it? Her dad is actually the voice of Peppa Pig. Here's Castles. That's an old fact. But her dad is the voice of Peppa Pig. Here he is, Daddy Pig.
Do you want to see my desk now?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Now, I've got a great...
This is Daddy Pig's desk.
...idea for tomorrow.
My job is quite complicated. I take big numbers, transmute them, and calculate their load-bearing tangents.
Daddy Pig's job sounds very important.
Do you use rubber stamps?
No.
Do you use a computer?
I think what's interesting about Daddy Pig, though, in this scenario, is Freya Ridings isn't a million miles away sounding from Peppa Pig.
No.
Not vocally in the songs. I just mean in talking.
So I want to get some kind of sketch planned out between Freya and Daddy Pig thanking us for making us Tune of the Week this week, making her Tune of the Week. Leave that with me. It's with her people right now. Imagine it, though. Daddy Pig, it's Freya. Scott and Chris have made me Tune of the Week.
Oh, that's very good. They're very good.
I feel it burning in my veins. Tired of running from the flames.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. Last week on the show, we were talking about taking a load of photos for Instagram, often at the same time, but then you don't put them on all at once. You stagger them throughout days or weeks or sometimes months. Helena, who is working on the show, went to a department store just to take photos of her with the Christmas displays because they're very impressive. And now she is kind of dropping one every couple of days.
Well, she does. Yeah, and good news. I've seen Helena. The December one is out. 1st of December, the first one went out. And how many likes so far?
We've got 174.
174.
174
is great.
That must
be one of your highest performing this year.
Right, well done.
Goes to show, put the effort in.
There we are. But they were taken ages ago. Don't put them all on at once, you know? Nothing worse than seeing all the photos from one thing at once, I think. It's boring. Stagger it out, you know? Release, as and when. Make the most out of that photo shoot that you had in the department store. We got a lot of response to this. This next person wants both a voice change and their name to be changed. So this could be good. So we'll call you Ryan. Ryan, hello.
Hello.
Okay, you've done this before.
I have.
I'm hearing your story is next level, but we don't know the details. So what have you done?
Well, not proud of it, obviously. But basically, I was seeing a girl who I'm still currently seeing now. And I would go out on nights out with my friends. And I would take pictures of me and my mates when we was out to then send to her when I was on other dates with other women.
Oh, you rat. Was this just one other girl? Not that that makes it better. Or several?
Yeah, several.
Oof. Okay, so he's banking up the content there to send to the girlfriend at home, thinking that he's out on a night out just with his mates, but he's with another lady or ladies.
You said at the start of this that this is the girl that you're seeing at the moment. Does she know? I take it she's never found this out.
No, she actually has found this out now because I told her. I felt really bad. Like, I actually started to feel like I really wanted to be with her and actually started to feel like I loved her. So I came clean and told her, and she then told me that she'd been doing the exact same thing.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
That was kind of a shocker.
Oh, well, you're made for each other.
Exactly. This is why we're still together now.
This must be...
As soon as, like, I told her and she found out as well, and then she said that she'd been toying with the idea of telling me that she'd been doing the exact same thing. We both just kind of, I don't know, laughed at each other and then just, thought, wow, well, we're just so similar. Yeah. We thought we were anyway, and we knew that we loved each other back then. And now it's like even stronger. So
it's amazing. You're made for each other. Both devious people and
both so snaky. And like, you sort of slithered together. This is mad how this has played out. So you must have had that conversation, must have been so nervous, so guilty, and then you've done that conversation, which is the right thing to do, thinking this is going to play out awfully.
Yeah, literally. I mean, I was so nervous to actually tell her because I've done it in the past a lot, like when I've been just dating people, and because I actually really cared for her and do still care for her, when I actually came to doing it, I was actually really, really nervous and thought, God, I'm actually going to have to come clean and tell her that like the pictures I've sent her are not actually real and I've actually been seeing other women. And then when I told her and she told me, I'm not going to lie, I was absolutely shocked and kind of hurt. But at the same time, I kind of felt like I couldn't be hurt because I was doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So we just talked to each other about it and realised that actually, you know what, maybe it's meant to be.
We get so many stories on this show, and this one is up there with one of the more extreme.
Yeah, all's well that ends well, though. Incredible.
And actually, if anything, I'm not going to lie, it's actually made us stronger, so...
No more sneaky fake photos.
No, absolutely not. That stopped as soon as we talked about it. We both decided that the reason that we were doing it is because we wasn't sure if we wanted to be together, and we were still trying to see, you know, what we wanted to play in the field. And then when we both revealed to each other that we were doing this, we both realised that we were revealing it to each other because we cared for each other so much. And then that kind of ended it.
Right. Thank you so much for being honest.
No worries. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kev says, why was he on a voice change if she knows already? I think he's just generally ashamed and doesn't want us all to hear his real voice.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I suppose if work people or friends and all that kind of thing here, then it can get awkward, can't it?
It's not
a
great...
chances of that, though? Both cheating on each other?
Not a great look. I'm sorry. I can't really buy into this. I'm really sorry. No.
Does it not just cancel out, though, Scott?
No.
No?
Oh, I put pictures on my Instagram with my mates taken ages ago, but I was actually with other women, and it's made our relationship stronger. And she was doing the same thing. Strong, solid base there.
Yeah, both cheating, all good. What about this message from Jenny in Stoke? How can... She's not held back. How can snakes like that get somebody, but an honest person like me can't even get a date?
Right. Scott Mills. It's been a while, but based on that snaky story we just heard, you got any others? We had listeners on before with pet rats and pet snakes who were willing to name their pets after people that have been love rats to you. So if you've been the victim of a rat or a snake... Or a cock, actually, we had on before. Yeah. Someone named their cockerel after one of our Love Rat listeners. Let us know. 81199. Stories of when maybe they've been an absolute rat to you. 81199. Ask Me Anything's coming up. Some of life's extraordinary people we get to speak to on Radio 1. People that just make us feel a bit inferior, really, with our normal lives. Like last week, we spoke to an actual pilot.
Have you ever, as a pilot... joined in any sort of form the club?
No, I have not.
Even the half... Am I right in thinking the half mile club is you're just is on your own?
No comment.
Okay, pilot last week, dishing the dirt on everything that happens in the skies. Who will it be today? We don't know who we're going to speak to before we get put through, but then we can ask them anything. These are people with extraordinary careers or achievements. Some of them are world record holders.
True, or it's someone with a fascinating hobby.
Anyone seen Billie Eilish's dad yet?
I'm looking now. It's incredible, because it's what I would like to imagine my dad would be like if I got that famous.
Here's some of the comments. What a tash. 70s adult movie star. Demon Headmaster.
Demon Head, that's what I was thinking.
Peaky Blinders.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. 1.
I'm sorry, but did anyone open their advent calendar today and the first... No, yesterday, and the first thing you agreed to buy was a bounty?
Oh, no, horrible.
The first one. Not okay, hun.
Gutted.
Scott Mills. 1.
Some of the most amazing people in the world we showcase every week on Ask Me Anything. They may have a special talent or gift. They might have some kind of mad job. They might be a world record holder. Maybe they've invented something useful or famous. These people are generally fantastic, and we get to quiz them every Monday afternoon. Once again, no idea who we've got. We just find out when they answer the phone, and then we're away and we ask some questions. So, here we go. Monday's Ask Me Anything. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, my name is Matt Rawlings and I'm a professional dinosaur. Ask me anything.
Okay. Well, I don't really know where to start here, so let's peel back some layers.
You're not a real dinosaur, obviously. And you don't
talk how
I imagine a dinosaur would. Do you know what I mean? Dinosaurs more like... I'm assuming you're into dress-up.
Yeah, so I wear giant latex dinosaur suits. So when I'm at work, I'm a... baby T-Rex.
Is this business or pleasure?
This is my full-time job.
Every day?
Yeah.
Where?
It's a place called Black Gang Chine.
Yes!
Love it.
I used to go there all the time. Same. As a child.
Really?
It's so good. I remember going there as a kid.
When you're in the dinosaur costume there, like what actions do you do? Or do you make sounds or...
Yeah. So I have a microphone, which is like a small disc. It goes up the side, like by my teeth, so it's in my mouth, and we have a voice modulator which changes the sounds that I make into sort of the growls of the dinosaurs.
God, that's awesome.
Wow.
So you'll be saying really something cool, and it turns it into a more of a growl. Can you get away with saying anything then and no one would know because it just turns it into dinosaur language?
No, so if I say anything, you would be able to hear it. So I have to make sort of similar sounds, and then it drops it by like an octave and then adds some reverb and stuff to it to make it like bassier and more threatening.
Okay, obviously we don't have your voice changer on now, but could you make the noise that you make when you're at work for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So a typical sound sounds similar to this. It'd be like...
Right, I thought I had a stupid job.
This is great. No, this is awesome. So are you an actor?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay, so did you do drama school?
Yes, I went and studied BA in acting at Bath Bar.
And now you're a dinosaur.
Yeah, well, it's actually a bit more varied. I also play dodos, giraffes. I've been many things. I've been a wizard, a cowboy.
Wow. You've got the range, haven't you?
You've got the range.
Oh, yeah. It's all about diversity.
This is you are my favourite, right? So when you're generally going out and about, are you sort of just parading around scaring people? Or do children try and hurt you?
Oh my gosh. And they just grab the tail of the dinosaur. And they think, because they're at a theme park, they think they can get away with anything. But if I turn around and there's a kid behind me, they'll get whacked by the tail. It's crazy. But they want to like start a fight with you because they think, oh yeah, I can take on a T-Rex. But yeah, it's a bit crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
I love how much you love your job.
I love it.
I love it. I love it. It's so much fun. There's nothing like it when you've got a kid that is just a huge dinosaur fan and they're just standing there with their like jaw open wide, eyes bright. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, go on.
It's crazy how I got where I am. I'm always so thankful. I actually, all my A-levels were geared towards engineering.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
But then what happened? You slipped on the dinosaur outfit and was like, yeah, well, this is me.
I just had that click moment where I thought jobs are scarce anywhere, so why not? I might as well chase the dream. Someone's got to do it. And here I am.
I love your positivity.
Yeah, go on. You've inspired me. I want to be a dinosaur. I want to be inside a dinosaur right now.
And you know you're a dinosaur. What's your name?
It's called Shadow.
Look, it's a pleasure to speak to you. Are you a single dinosaur?
No, actually I'm not. Newly not single.
Oh, newly not.
You almost forgot there as well, which is good.
We weren't putting labels on things, but we are now.
But I really liked to imagine that one night out you've gone and met someone and they happen to be a dinosaur. Wait, as well.
Were they dressed up as well?
They were actually a zebra.
Get out.
Are you joking?
Nope.
So you're
dating someone who plays a zebra?
Yes.
That's so good.
Right, so we've got a dinosaur and a zebra going out here.
Yes.
That's beautiful. I love that. All right, well, listen, it's really good to speak to you, Mr. Dinosaur.
Thank you. It's been
a
pleasure.
Matt.
This is Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people were quite pleased with the first chocolate in the advent calendar yesterday, but I don't understand what you're talking about. Everyone knows it's the worst celebration. I even think the bounty itself knows it's not wanted around here. What do you mean? Bounty is a chocolate of the gods. It's a win, says Ben. Are you joking me? It's bounty again today for most of them. They must all be the same,
what,
right?
For second day?
Yeah, on this particular advent calendar that a lot of people
That's
have got, it's
point.
2 days in a row. Is it? Yeah,
are they
all
the same? So if you've got a certain type of calendar, are you, when you open up number two, is it the same as everyone else? I'd love to know that.
Right, so if everyone has got that, for me, undesirable coconut and chocolate experience for day one and day two today, can you let me know, please, on 81199? And then we would have solved it.
Mm.
Every single calendar has exactly the same chocolate behind each door.
Because I always thought it was random as...
But then what we could do is do a plot spoiler every day. If people haven't opened theirs until they get home. Like,
we give them something to think about.
Number three, yours is a Twix today. Go home, Bounty. Nobody even likes you. That's right. Get a tin of them in here. They'll all be at the bottom. Nobody asked it to be in the box and nobody wants it there.
Scott Mills.
We have some big Superfan Steve news coming for you.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Now, you had a job interview earlier.
I did. Let's not talk about it, Scott.
Is that because the other job don't know?
And I think I fluffed it, so yeah, I know. Never mind.
No, yeah, don't think like that, because I think everyone that thinks like that, and then it's good news. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
I know so many people that have been like, nah, I'm definitely not getting it. I messed it up. And then they ring up and it's like, oh, I got it.
Yeah, so, we'll see.
Good luck. All right, so what have you spent your time doing after the interview? Because I'm guessing you had the rest of the day off.
Yeah, so I'm on maternity leave as well. So I've been to see some friends with my little boy. So,
Okay.
Yeah. It's nice.
Is there anyone you particularly favour on Bangers?
I must say it's normally Chris. I'm sorry.
No shame in that.
No, but that's okay. But then always when people say it's one of us, they end up going for the other person. It's just how it works.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Fingers.
It's okay. All, the main thing is we just want to cheer you up, give you a bit of a boost today, let you take control of Radio 1 right now.
Great.
It's all to do with the song.
Yep.
That's what it is. The best song should win. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Go on, sing along, Scott. Go on.
Go on, Scott. No, I don't know. Don't know this bit.
Don't want to give it a go.
Sean Paul, Temperature is my banger for you. That's my choice.
Okay, you can have that. Or my banger choice is this. What's up?
Okay.
This is a song I heard out the other night, thought, actually, this is very good, and you never hear it anymore. This is Rihanna, Talk That Talk.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I think this is one of those. I've had a few beers here and was like, right, I'll write that in the phone. It actually sounds pretty awful now.
It's not her best.
No.
I worry I've done you a bad one there. Sorry.
I love Rihanna, but I've got to admit it, that's not the best one.
Even Rihanna doesn't like that one. It's like Bounty doesn't like itself.
Do you know what it was? I it's all coming back to me now. I heard it.
Were you in Smokey Joe's?
I heard it. And it was loud, and I remember thinking, oh, that's, you know, you don't hear this Rihanna song, which, why it'd be good for bangers, not heard that much.
There's a reason we don't hear
just
it.
Just hearing it then, I'm like, whoa, that's a bit whiffy, isn't it?
Oof.
Yeah, it's probably like the Bounty of the Rihanna music.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
I've got to say it, you're right, Scott's won it today. I love a bit of Sean Paul. The girl them's
Oi, big boy, Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon. Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe dinosaurs did not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the BBC Sounds app.
That sounds fancy, doesn't it? The right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I... You can be the mom. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh,
oh. Oh, oh. Every time I think of Sean Paul now, I think back to Big Weekend in Middlesbrough. When he took that large cigarette into Matt and Molly's show. Sean Paul. And Temperature on BBC Radio 1.
It was extraordinary, wasn't it?
I think Sean might be listening on one of his HQ.
You think he's listening?
Well, I just got a tweet. Good choice, Scott Mills. He likes to chip in every now and again.
Hang on, we've said this before, though. Sean Paul often responds on Twitter. And then we've asked him to prove it in the past, haven't we? By saying, take a selfie then. Take a selfie and send it now.
Sean, take a selfie and send it. And then that proves it's you and not one of your team.
Because if it's one of your team going... Rrr.
Let's have a picture of you with that big cigarette. Come on. Tweet me. Okay, it's regard and ride it. And Lewis Capaldi bruises coming up. And I need to issue a cringe warning. A cringe warning for the fake boyfriend service, potentially at 3:10.
By the way, just had a flashback. You know Sean Paul, that song?
I do.
One of the greatest versions of it of all time. is the guy slapping his belly to the song. I mean, I could do it live probably because I've put on quite a bit.
Have you?
No, but
oh, this guy.
You want the weedy dog? All I want to keep in you all. All right, temperature is at you.
That's his belly, that is.
Go all right, gotta get the right ticket to turn you on.
Sometimes I miss Vine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here at Radio 1, we can offer you the service of a fake boyfriend if your family and friends are getting on your nerves by asking why you don't have a partner. We just invent one, and Chris gets a few details about the person we're trying to impress, either a family member or friend, and then he calls up and he is like the ultimate partner. Here's what happened last week.
I think the main reason I wanted to call you was just as a show of respect, just because obviously as the brother you are very important in her life, and as am I as her boyfriend. Now, and it's funny because we met in a very unusual way. I was just climbing up the Blackpool Tower and I spotted her down below, thought, who is that incredibly beautiful girl down there? So I actually climbed back down quite quickly because I'm quite a competent climber, and then respectfully asked for her number.
Yeah, so we've got another listener who needs our help. This time the brother-in-law needs to be told that she does have a boyfriend in time for Christmas. He's been on and on at her. So Chris becomes the perfect guy in 10 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone else needs our help, Chris. Hi, Leanne.
Hello.
Hi. What do you need from us?
I called you last week.
Oh, okay. You're this, Leanne.
I need your help so bad. I've been single for 7 years, and my brother-in-law, I go over to theirs every Sunday for dinner, and without fail, I get asked, have you got a boyfriend yet? Are you speaking to anyone? Have you got any matches on Tinder? And it's just the same every weekend. I just say, no, Ian, you just asked me last week, how am I going to have a boyfriend within the space of the week? You know, I'd at least let you know if I was at the chatting stage, and I'm not there yet with anyone.
That was from last week's show.
That's me.
This is fine, though, because we can help you. Ultimately, I can be your fake boyfriend. We can give him a call, try convince him that you've actually got a boyfriend, and we can get him off your back.
That'd be great.
So his name's Ian, right?
Yeah, that's him.
And he's brother-in-law?
He's brother-in-law, yeah.
So I hear that he's into cooking.
Yeah, he likes to obviously cook dinner, and I go round every Sunday, but sometimes it's not always the best.
Why so?
Well, he made lasagna one time, and he decided to be all posh and put red wine in it, and it was actually disgusting and I didn't eat it. I felt really bad.
How much red wine's he put in there? Because a little bit should be all good. But anyway, that's for another show, isn't it? Okay, into cooking. And you were saying he's actually quite a nice guy. He's a family guy. He's got good morals, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Who do you think the kind of guy is that he would be happy for you to be with?
He wants me to have a boyfriend that would get on well with him, and like we would go round every Sunday and just like have dinner, chill with the family, and
so primarily he just wants someone that will get on with him.
yeah.
He almost wants a boyfriend for himself, but without the Rudies.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, right. Are you good with having a boyfriend from down south? Because my accents are appalling.
Yeah, I'm absolutely happy with that.
Where should we say we've met?
I don't know. I don't really go anywhere.
We'll just do Tinder with a big radius.
Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, say that you really expanded your radius.
Because he actually goes onto my Tinder and swipes for me sometimes.
That's really weird. I'm convinced we can do a good job of this.
Yeah, I've got faith in you guys.
Leave it with us. Fake boyfriend service for you, Leanne, is coming next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Leanne is with us. Hello.
Hello.
We're about to deploy our fake boyfriend service for you, Leanne, because your brother-in-law in particular is like, why haven't you got anybody? And it's this time of year where this is going to become a problem.
Yeah.
Right, Leanne, where is Ian right now before we call him?
He's out getting a food shop because I'm going over later for dinner as we are all going to dress up as a family in matching pyjamas and put up their Christmas tree.
Oh. Dress up as a family. I know what you mean. It was just a weird way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to call Ian, and my plan is to basically just apologise for not being there later. And that's hopefully okay, the end to then start a conversation. And what me and Scott can do is plant the seed in his head that you've got a boyfriend, and therefore we'll have to back off with the abuse he gives you for not having a boyfriend. All right?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so we've got Ian's number. Let's call the brother-in-law.
Hello?
Hello, is that Ian?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Ian. My name is Chris. Leanne told me to just give you a very quick call to apologise for not being there for the family Christmas tree decorating later on.
Okay.
I'm sure she's told you about me. We've started seeing each other recently. And she just said it might be polite to apologise ahead of tonight, because I know it's a big night where you do the tree and you get into your pyjamas and things like that. And I was really looking forward to it. But maybe we can catch up another time. Be great to join in on one of your famous Sunday night dinners as well. She was telling me all about how you put red wine in the lasagna, and it really makes it something special. So it'd be great for me to come along and experience that. Lasagna is my favourite thing.
That'd be great.
Yeah, okay. How would this Sunday work? I might head straight over after I've been to the gym.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good.
Has Leanne been speaking about me much?
No, she hasn't said anything about
you. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was fairly new. We actually met on Tinder a while ago. But yeah, it's been going really, really well. I think she's the one.
Oh, that's good.
It's a funny one, because she said that you might have swiped for me on Tinder a while ago, because she said that you had control, which was a bit odd. It was an odd thing to hear on our first date. But we're a few dates in now, and it all seems to be going very well.
Oh, good. Where have you been?
Oh, we went to a shopping centre for one of them, and then just several nice restaurants. I like to spend my money on her, you know, really spoil her, show her a good time.
That's good.
Sorry, Ian, can I just hold you there 1 second? Someone's at the door, I think. Yeah, Ian, hang on 1 second. Let me just get that. Jeez. Hello, young man. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. I wonder if I could ask you a couple of questions right now.
Okay. Yeah, of course I've got time. I've always got time.
Okay. Can I ask, have you registered to vote this year?
Yes, you can ask.
And can I ask who you might be voting for this year?
You can ask. I can't tell you at the moment.
You sure?
Yeah.
And do you live alone?
I recently started seeing a fine young woman, a woman born of good stock. She has an amazing family and an amazing brother. She's beautiful inside and out, willing to listen and be listened to. So beautiful and so kind that she must be an angel that came down from heaven to bless us all. A kind, giving lady, anything but selfish, if you understand what I mean, election candidate. And I appreciate that in return. I've got lots of style, I've got gold diamond rings, and I can go for miles if you know what I mean.
All right, so can, I just...
Give me that leaflet and on you go, you generic election candidate.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Door.
Bye now.
Sorry about that, Ian. I just had to answer that and deal with the election person.
That's all right.
So anyway, yeah, I'll hopefully see you on Sunday evening then for your Sunday night dinner thing. Yeah. And yeah, I'll see you about.
Wonderful. I can't wait for it.
I should say I'm busy with work over the next couple of weeks. I might not be able to make Sunday, but just to make it clear, Leanne's really has got a boyfriend. We're very happy together, and I'll see you at some point in the future.
It sounds amazing.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Leanne?
Hello.
How was that for you?
I thought he would have been a bit more funnier.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, I'm just getting a phone call just now.
Oh.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, it's him. He's phoning me right now.
Okay, right, listen, speak to him and tell him that Chris is amazing, and then I'll come back to you and we'll see what he said, okay?
Right, okay.
Don't let on that it's us. The Scott Mills Daily. Maximum Cringe, you should have issued a cringe warning. I did do that before. You didn't hear it, Nathan. Right, we're back with Leanne. Hi.
Hello.
Did you speak to him?
Yeah, I did.
Has it worked?
No.
Why?
Because he's just like
Am I going to be on the Radio 1 later?
Do you know, I knew the second I said Chris as well. I was like, come up with a better name than that.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah, that was really weird and really awkward. And I was, he was like, just tell me, am I going to be on Radio 1 later? I was like, no, I was like, that's my boyfriend, Chris.
That is the main problem with this, that it does go out on the radio and we've done it before.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so it hasn't worked in this instance. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, it hasn't worked.
Okay.
It felt awkward. The whole thing felt awkward, to
Terrible.
Be honest. It was
so awkward.
I think it was the accent as well. He was just like, oh, yeah, where did you meet this nice English man? And I was like, eh.
Yeah,
right, okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Leanne, have you never met an Englishman before? Is that his problem?
No, I have, but I just... Well, we're up, like, right in the Highlands,
yeah.
So, like, there's not many Englishmen around here,
Got
so...
It.
Yeah, that's probably where it went wrong.
Wow. Try it. You might like it.
I'll take your advice. Thank you. Scott
Mills. Okay, Gareth's on. Hey, Gareth.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. We were saying earlier about advent calendars. Are they all exactly the same? If you get one type of brand or one type of... No, everyone's got, like, that one, you know, the one that begins with... sell and ends with brations. Are they all the same behind each door? What are you saying?
No, they're not, because sometimes you live with an evil mastermind of a sister who changes the chocolates before you realise.
Oh, so you've experienced... So have you and your sister got exactly the same advent calendars?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And before we opened them, she'd taken the plastic tray out of the cardboard box bit, and she switched all the chocolates so that I got all the ones that I hated and she got all the good ones, and I never realised.
I didn't even know you could do that. That's weird.
Well, no.
So you had all the bad ones, she had all the best ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what were you left with?
Like Mars's, Snickers, because I like Bounties. I know that it's controversial, but I didn't get any of them because she likes Bounties too, so she had every good one, and I got... Yeah,
I've got to be honest.
Weird family.
I've got to be honest, the Bounty Brigade, including that company who produced the advent calendar, have been tweeting me a lot this afternoon going...
Oh, really?
Yeah, the backlash is real.
Yeah,
some people actually like that coconut mess. Thing is, right, your sister and yours advent calendar could have been the same, but you'll never know because she switched it all around.
Yeah, that's a good point. They could have been, and I just never realised that I kept getting Mars day after day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know we play the Who game on Radio 1. That was Ant Saunders, by the way, in Yellow Hearts. Have you only been playing it? That makes sense, doesn't it? Because you put Yellow Hearts instead of Red Ones if you've been friend-zoned.
True.
Or someone's friend-zoning you.
True.
You know, we like to do the Who game. Well, every day through the month of December, we get to open the door of the Who vent calendar. That's right, a Who every single day through December up to Christmas. Should we open door number two?
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Ho, ho, ho! The Who vent calendar with Scott Mills. Well, I know what to do. Let's smash open and have a little look behind door number two.
Angie and Tiffany are in the kitchen.
Are you okay?
Tiffy, you gotta do me a favor.
Anything?
You can't say a word.
Nothing.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't do that.
Oh, are you serious?
Sit down.
Oh my gosh.
Tiffany, come
on. She told me something, and I have to say it. I'm not able to not say anything.
Sit down.
No, go in the diary room. That's what it says.
Sit down. I hope she's just joking, but she says she's not.
That's what you're screaming.
What?
Sit down, babe.
She told me that David is dead.
David?
Yes. She said he just died, and I can't.
Where's David?
He's fine.
The David's dead confusion on Celebrity Big Brother.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 with some big news about the next person Superfan Steve is going to meet.